Acts chapter 1. Welcome to Susu Veta. Brento Kati. Venita Cambre Lefota Kapaha. Brento Kabali Antelefa. Bata Rapahabashatebo. Ifrento Koba Mahambre. Sande Lebre Likopanta. Sita kambre rupa hata sati ambre tabi kambola Lepetelia kambre lefetuka kambra taba maham Petalikapa kuwa sasa baniante kape Ifatua kapante kupe Vila kambre toka palaha Sata kambre liyakuta Manta kapalia deponga brata pata Shatapia kapua Satapia kande Listen to me. Pay attention. Something will happen very, very fast. So you have to be in touch with what the Spirit is doing. It is a little. You have to be in touch with what the Spirit is doing. By the time Jesus was leaving, there is a challenge. The challenge is that he is about to leave them. You need to know that it's not a small statement. For Jesus to come and tell his disciples, there is no need to fast. In the days that Jesus was around, many things were happening, and the disciples didn't need to do anything about it. Sometimes he will send them two to cities, and they will come back with the same result. As long as they are within his ambience, there are certain things that are given to them. But Jesus told them, a season will come and I will leave. You will need the facility that I had, what made me function the way I function. If you go to the book of Luke chapter 24 verse 49, the scripture said they tarry ye in Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. He said, then you shall be witnesses unto me. Meaning that an attempt to witness for Jesus without a commensurate endowment of power is a misrepresentation on its own. So wisdom suggests that anytime a man begins to pick the dimensions and the areas that God will want him to represent him and bear witness of him, the next thing he begins to ask and seek is for the empowerment, the endowment, the equipment thereof, so that he will properly represent the kingdom. Jesus said, tarry ye. Don't do anything. I know you already know what to do, but don't do anything. I know you already know the plan. You have set it out. God has spoken to you. There are many things you want to engage. But he said, tarry. Until you are endued with power. Power. And when we talk about power in this instance, we are talking about something that is commensurate to the assignment. Some of you have touched something. You have touched something small. But even with that thing you are touching, Satan is still doing damage. And you know that if it is possible that the day that God has spoken about through your life will come to manifestation, then there is something higher that needs to come upon your life. Something heavy. Something that the generation responds to. Territory responds to. Men responds to. You see, the people you are sent to can be seeing you every day, but they will not respond to your message. Not because what you are saying is not correct, but there is something that needs to be encoded in the message that have the capacity to draw men. So after all the teaching and all the things that happen, Jesus said, tarry until power comes. It then means that it is not possible for us to execute God's agenda by our own strength. So that is the problem. Many people live and they try to do the things that they heard.
the mighty things that they heard. Even some of you have even heard about priesthood, and you think it's just enough for somebody to just go out and be doing priesthood. I need to tell you that priesthood is about altars, and altars that have the capacity to change the topography of a territory are power-based altars. Power-based altars. There are power-based altars. Altars that have power, that have the capacity to demand response from men, from territories. Some of you have heard God tell you, after this time you'll be winning souls for me. I had a story, my own story, that when God told me, I stepped out, I said, I must be winning souls every day. I must be doing this. And I stepped out, my roommate, I preached to him for long. One day he said, why did God put that tree in the Garden of Eden when he knows that if Adam eat it? You know that kind of question. There are many questions that people ask. We know, you know, is motivated by Satan. They are varying off the main point. The reason why they ask those sort of questions is sometimes there is no power. There is no power. And when he asked it, me and him, I sat down to a 4 hours Bible study. And we did Bible study. I won. See, after me, I won the argument. I didn't win the soul. I said, what is happening? They told me, preach the word. It will work. The word of God is powerful, quick, and is sharper than any two-edged sword. You need to understand at what energy level will the word be quick and powerful. When it means quick, it means it's alive. When it means quick, it means it's speaking to a certain extent. There are certain things that you will say, it will not even touch the heart of people. I need you to know that when the heart of men are pierced and they cry for God, it is power that is at work. The heart of a man is very deep and dense. It will take something deeper, something heavier, something like hammer. The Bible said the words that the Lord has put his words in my mouth. He said the word of God in my mouth is like hammer. Is like, there are 2-3-fold manifestation of the word of God in the mouth of a man when it becomes effective. The Bible said that the word is like sword. It cuts. When you hear it, it will cut to the depth of your soul. You can't explain why you are crying, yet you are crying. It's cutting, circumcising the foreskin of the flesh, bringing you to the place where suddenly you become vulnerable. Because an average man doesn't want to be vulnerable. He wants to worship God, but he wants to worship God in a way that is okay. But God will bring you to the point where you have nothing of your own, and then from there you begin to walk. How do you get there? And then the Bible said that the word is like hammer. There are people, their heart is like Olumo rock. So if you are just talking to them, it seems as if you are splashing water on the rock. It's not touching them. You need to bring hammer. I have gone to many territories, many places to minister, and when I stood, I saw that the ground is hard. The ground is hard. Many pastors and many people are not aware of this. They went on, you can disciple somebody for 5 years, the person will not change. Because what the person is looking for is not to hear the correct thing. You are saying the correct thing, but there is no power to break through to the place in him where there is response. And as long as that continues, then the rate of the time it takes for discipleship in the body of Christ, it can take 5-10 years for somebody to become somebody matured. You noticed in majority of churches, it takes 10 years for you to be matured. But Jesus taught people for 3 years and they became apostles. 3 years. And this is when the oppression of the indwelling spirit is not yet manifest. So the workings of God is fundamentally from outside, such that even after Peter have seen all this, he knows them, yet he wasn't even working in them fully. But Jesus was able to raise them to the point that he knows that he can hand over the mandates to them. And then the Bible said that the word is like fire. There are things that people respond to. Sometimes it will be burning deep. It will seem as if you dropped it on a flammable substance, a flammable surface, and as the coals dropped, it's burning deep into you. It's burning. It's burning. And sometimes because of the burning, you cannot stand the burnings. The burnings of God. There are many things that will not get done in the kingdom until we experience the burnings of God. Sometimes all men need to do is to experience the burnings. Once the burnings come, then they will begin to yearn for that dimension. Many things you have told them before that they didn't bother to hear. When the burnings come, they will say, no, there is something about what you are talking now that ministers to my heart. They have been hearing you before, but the burnings came now. And suddenly they will ask you, what have you been saying before? As if what you are saying before was not correct. It is the burnings. The Bible said when Jesus came back from the wilderness, he said, the Bible said in the book of Luke chapter 4, verse 1, he said that Jesus, being filled with the Holy Ghost, went to the wilderness. And after fasting 40 days, he came out. In verse 14 to 18, the Bible said he came out with the power of the Spirit. He went in full of the Holy Ghost, but he came out with power. I have always asked people, if I ask you now, you say you have the Holy Ghost. The question is, if a man has the Holy Ghost, where is the power? Because when the apostles got the Holy Ghost the first time, the proof of the Holy Spirit baptism was not just tongues, it was power, evidence. Something that had the capacity to subdue witchcraft and demons and devils in your territory. See, when I left that guy, I left and I went, I read a book by Leonard Ravenhill, Why Revival Tarries. And I came to a particular chapter and he spoke about, give me unction or I die. I changed it to give me souls or I die. I went and prayed and fasted on that young man, said 6 to 6 for 6 days. And I said, give me this soul, oh God, or I die. The guy went to Chike Damsel in a fellowship. And when he went there, what happened is that the fellowship president touched him after 3 attempts. And he went to the wall and balanced on the wall and said, if people are falling, a man like me will fall. That's the last thing he remembered. See, when the power comes, you stop begging. He fell under power after 2 hours. Fellowship executives rounded him like this. And they were trying to find out what was wrong with him. The guy spoke in tongues for 3 days non-stop. He couldn't speak vernacular or English language. Only tongues. If he wants to say pious good morning, he will say sakambre dosa. I want to drink water. It's normal. I want to drink water. Is ikukuvefesetetia. Barata. The guy was embarrassed to the point that he couldn't do anything about it. He went to lecture. He couldn't speak English language. He ran back to his room and was crying and weeping for 3 good days. Say after me, power. When I got back, the guy told me, I said, okay. So this is the thing. Lord, why didn't you tell me since? I have the key now. And I went back fasting. I fasted for long. One of those days I fasted for 5 days. From December 21 to December 25th. 5 days on wet mountains. Dry. Me and my friend, we carried 2 gallons of water with something to play messages with. And then carried lantern. We went there and spent 5 days. By the time we are coming back, we became another man. One of my friends is supposed to be here. It is in one of those days I came back and my face shined. It's not this. It shined. He said, what is on your face? That's when I know that there is a glory to come. When I came back from that place, I will come in a room out in the hostel in UNN those days. There are many hostels. In a hostel, there can be up to 40 rooms. I entered the room and I was telling them about Jesus. Every single person that entered did not leave. And the people that were there were held spellbound. I can't even remember what I was saying. All I know is that they were held under the convicting power. Power. They were listening before I know it. People got born again, crying everywhere. Even Catholics spoke in tongues for the first time in their life. So it is Catholics so that you know that is not Pentecostal. He has been hearing it before.
No, they have not spoken before. They spoke.
And my friend called me and said, how did you do this? I said, I touched something and the thing entered inside of me. It's fire. It's fire. One of those days I touched the fire. You can, my siblings, they will tell you, there is a room I have. And in that room I wrote on the wall, I have touched these flames. And now I burn. I burn. What we need is a burning generation. When you come, the coals and flames, we dissipate darkness. Certain of the things people pray for is not prayer. It's an ambience that you carry. Have you not noticed? A lady that has the spirit of immorality comes around you, you start feeling it. Why won't people come around you and feel God? They will come around you and feel heaven because of what you are carrying. Why will you carry something that is not feelable? Something that is not transmittable? Something that cannot be given? Something that cannot be tossed? Something that cannot change anything? Something that is not heavy? You have to insist that in this conference, God will mantle me with power. I can't represent him without something requisite. And depending on where God is sending you, sometimes God will send you to a place where falling under power is no more enough. He's sending you to places where you appear and native doctors will come and submit what they have, submit their charms, submit the things that they have. Because the only way that they can be able to be saved, even they too need what you have, is power. Abi, what's the difference between Lawrence Oyo and other singers? What's the difference? Just tell me. Because I've checked what he's saying. He will just, sometimes he'll be singing something that you cannot even follow. But yet your heart is drawn to you. Why is it that everybody, there are people that can sing, oh, nothing is happening. Me too, I know they like listening to that one. But he will come and say, everybody will follow. What is my sister? What is Say after me, power. That's what is I met one of my friends. He said, now him and Lawrence is everywhere. The first time I met him, he said, the guy that plays guitar for him said that if they are going for ministration, you can even know whom I'm talking about. If they are going for ministration, one of the things that happens is that they will pray in tongues for hours trekking to the meeting with fasting. That is ministration. They are praying in tongues trekking for hours. Kambeko lakapatakai kapakamba shaka kapakaba kaba shaka. They are charging. When the man comes and stands like this, whatever he says is the one happening. Suddenly it seems as if he's bringing the atmosphere of heaven. What is touching? I was discussing with him one day. He said that he is a priest, that he is not a music minister, that a priest doesn't have a stage, that he has an altar, that all he has is an altar, not a stage. Wherever he comes to minister, once he stands on his altar and begins to offer something, before you know it, everywhere will be saturated with a dimension of God. This guy will sing and everybody start praying. I thought he's singing. When you finish singing, people should be clapping for you. But when he finishes singing, people are rolling on the ground and praying. Stop clapping for me. All this music when you sing, people are clapping for you, is enough. Harry, are you hearing me? Let them not say you did well. What you need to do, let people be drawn to God. Let there be a revelation of a dimension of God anytime you open your mouth to release something. That is what this generation needs. This generation is tending towards a dangerous dimension of the supernatural. You can't survive without something commensurate. Ask God for a territory specific proof. See what I'm saying? Somebody else can have something and they are clapping for him, but what you need is something that can answer to your territory. Something heavy. You notice that people around you are molested, the demons everywhere, and you are doing counseling. Is it counseling the person needs? What he needs is, in the name of Jesus Christ, Son of God, you demon of darkness, I charge you, come out.
come out, come out, come out. And there is a way you deal with those demons to a certain level. When you appear, you look at them and say, I know you. You demon, come out. I know you.
And if it's true that you have a name in the spirit, they know you. The Bible said that the seven sons of Sceva told the demonized person, he said, in the name of Jesus whom Paul is preaching, come out. The Bible said that the demon said, Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. You, who are you?
See, let me tell you, men have the capacity to sustain names in the spirit. It is the currency of transaction. There is a way you do business with God. Somebody like A.A. Allen will appear and say, I am A.A. Allen. You devil of darkness, come out.
I need to tell you, there are no times, you might not have time to say in Jesus' name. You will just come and look at demonized person and say, and the demon comes. I want to ask, what is that means? Are you with me?
Something is encoded in it that have the capacity to eject demons, that have the capacity to move something from point one to two, to move men. You see, you can pastor people 10 years, they are not making advancement. But when power is encoded in what you are doing, suddenly you will look at people that got born again 3 months ago. They are already miracle workers.
I read a book by John G. Lake. He said a young man got born again and went to the mountains of South Africa. And after 21 days of fasting, he came back and healed a madman. And they discipled him and then planted him. John G. Lake planted more than 300 churches in South Africa. That's how he raised this man. You see, it doesn't take time. It takes a desire, a determination to have more of God. See, let me tell you. Jesus told his disciples, he said, tarry, tarry, tarry until. He didn't say tarry for 2 days. He didn't say tarry for 1 year. He said what? Tarry until something comes, Ray. Something. Something that have the capacity to turn a generation back to God. Something that have the capacity. If you look around, anytime I see some things, I weep in my heart. Sometimes now, you say you are a pastor, you are a man of God. Sometimes I don't even want to tell people I'm a pastor, because of the way it has been bastardized, it has been lowered. A pastor can even come and look at something and say, because you curse the name of the Lord, this one will happen, nothing will happen. And they are used to nothing happening. We must stand in a place in God where we are correct, and then when we speak, something will live to confirm it. And let me tell you, the reason why there is fake ministers everywhere, false prophets, is because the major reason is because there are not many people functioning in this. If the thing, the man is calling for people to come and do this and do that, that 50 people here can do it. He has gone out of business, because you can simply pick up your phone and call anybody and he will do that thing. There is no need for a special meeting of bring cutlass, a special meeting of bring coconut service. Where is all this my potter called brethren? But when bring coconut, bring broom, bring what's all this kind of services? Somebody help me. Koboko service is because there is no Holy Ghost. When there is no Holy Ghost and power, then they will bring Koboko service for you. See, you will stand in that territory. Or you will stand. You will stand and you will be the beacon, the light. Somebody that have the capacity to mirror God in the dimension that we seek. Let me tell you, a whole campus can fall at the feet of Jesus. I know it. I know it. I know it like I know my name. A whole campus can fall at the feet of Jesus. If one man and a few men can stand and be clothed. I have vowed I must be clothed with what it takes. The glory that it takes. Something so heavy that anytime I appear, a generation will know that God is alive. It's not in my days that they will say, where is God? No, I will be a living sign, an emblem, witness, a token of divine ordinances, divine matters, divine function, divine will and oppression in a season and in a territory. I have decided something must come on me. Jesus told me, and I believe what he said. He said, if you tarry, power will come. If you tarry, power will come. If you tarry, if you tarry. God will release garments of power this night.
Let me tell you, that's what is going to happen in the next 5 minutes. Let me tell you, the Bible said in the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8, he said, and ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. My God, I feel as if I'm mantled now. I feel the fire of the Spirit. I feel the weight of the glory of heaven. Kalia sele mante kopia likapantela. He said that, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come on you. How can you have the Holy Ghost and then there is no power? How can a man have the Holy Ghost and then the power is not there? I refuse to operate powerless. I refuse to be weak. I refuse to be impotent. I refuse to be incompetent. I refuse to lack what it takes. I must be equipped with the power, with the glory, with what it takes. A generation cries out, my territory is in need of a dimension of God. My family is in need. I will host God. There is a dimension that is witness dimension. We have touched power but no witness dimension. Aikadimota Sambre Gomre Tapataka Aikatemo. Oh my God. Yes. Yes. The angels of the living God are invading this place now. They are invading. Angels of power. Angels of power. Some of you will literally have an angel. God will bless you. What we have is not just power coming. An angel of power will accompany you. An angel of power, when it comes, you don't need to feel anointed. All you need to do is to speak the word of God. Those angels confirm, it's a proof that you now have an angel of power. When you are here, 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 yes, when you are here, 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 oh my God. Oh my God, Sale Peretos Cambretal Ambrecopata Satabalia Mento Catis Faratas Faratas Talia Feletedes. Hey. There is a distribution. This night. Give me space. Amama. Hey, Shadia Preta. Pray for 2 minutes. Prepare your heart. Something is coming. Prepare your heart. There is a promise of power. Sale de Boria, Ambra Capatar, Sata Palata Bacar, Ambre de Pediacaba. God said, he is swimming vessels of power. There are men there, they are vessels of power. Vessels of power. God is your man for me. Lift up your hands. Sales, Fatas, Veneta. Failure. 2 minutes. Sale. Hi. When you are here. When you are here. When you are here. When you are here. When you are here, follow me. When you are here, when you are here, when you are here, you are not with me. When you are here, 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 when you are here,
when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here,
in Jesus' name. Yeah, no, 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 no. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, 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 no. Yeah, no, 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 no. Yeah, lift up your hands, please. Ask God for something. Close your eyes. Ask, ask. Yeah, no, 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 no. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tony, ask for something. Ask for something. Yeah, na 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 na. Yeah, na 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 na. Yeah, Michelle, he's coming. Yeah, yeah, na 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 na. Yeah, na 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 na. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Listen, just lift your hands. I will tell you what to do with that hands. Just put it up. It will seem as if your hands are soaked into the glory cloud, the substance of heaven. I will count to three. Then you will take your hand and put it on your head and shout Jesus. Shout it at the top of your voice. Are you ready? Are you ready? Angels of the living God, move, oh, move, oh. One, two, three. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. 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 Holy Ghost. Fire! Fire!
Yeah. reign.
You reign.
Yeah, na 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 na, yeah, yeah, yeah.